Welcome in. It's another edition of the Falcon Cast podcast here on AtlantaFalcons.com. I'm Jay Adams, DJ Shockley to my left, Matt Moore still on vacation, slacking.
This dude is relaxing and chillaxing right now.
Unbelievable. Meanwhile, we're grinding away.
We grind away, baby. It's tough life in here.
It is. And, you know, it's whew, this time of year, man. It's really tough to come up with things to talk about.
Not much going on, man. I mean, it's not much going on for anything. I mean, you got baseball, but everybody watching basketball, football, everybody, that's what everybody wants. And right now, guys are relaxing, working out a little bit like we talked about last week. But other than that,
I mean,
nothing.
So we came up with some random topics.
Oh,
we'll just kind of
random.
Kind of go over. And we're going to bring back an oldie but a goodie here with buy or sell.
Yeah. I like buy or sell.
Buy or sell. So, you know, we'll get to that. You know, you, before we went on, you were talking about your wife enjoyed her.
Yeah, she did. She did. She actually went and saw the Falcon Cast last week, and she was like, "Oh, that was a great picture, but Bosek left me on too long." That's what she said. She said, "Break with Bosek left me on too long."
Huh.
Because she knows Bosek is running everything over there from the control room from the side.
The amount of buttons over there.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Out of control.
However,
that's half the buttons right there that you can see right there from Bosek. Half of the buttons.
I will tell you about two people who absolutely disagree with your wife, and that's my parents.
Really?
Who both remarked this week when I was talking to them on the phone about how lovely a wife you have.
Well, I appreciate that.
So, Jerry and Carol.
Jay Carol, thank you very much. My wife would love to hear that.
So
I outkicked my coverage. It's all right. I can admit that. But hey, when you look like this sometimes, you get lucky.
Hey. I don't know where to go from here. I'm going to segue right into buy or sell here. All right, so you know how buy or sell works.
I do.
I'm not much of a stock market guy, so you know I need to refresh myself from time to time. So we buy if we agree with the statement, and
all
we
right.
sell it away.
We don't want it anymore.
We don't want it. We don't agree.
We're don't agree. There. Don't want it. Okay.
Not on the same page.
Can get something for it.
Right.
Right. All right.
We're looking for good investments.
All right. All right.
All right. All right. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do
it. All right. First topic up for debate here on buy or sell. The Falcons will have a winning record this year, 2015. What say you, sir?
What I say is a winning record. A winning record to me, I would say I completely buy.
Buy.
I buy. And the reason I buy is because I've been able to be around Coach Quinn from day one. I've been around some of the players since he's been here. There's just a different feeling around, as you guys have obviously seen as well, but there's a different feel in this building. Talking with some guys who I played with who were played under Schmitty, who played under Coach Morrow, who played even when Coach Petrino was here, I played with a couple of those guys, and they said now it's totally different from anything they've ever been around, and they're loving it.
Mm-hmm.
They like the structure of practice. They like to come to practice. They like to come to their work. They like what Coach Quinn is implementing. And when that happens, I think guys are going to play a little bit harder. Guys are going to put a little bit extra into the film room, a little bit extra into the classroom stuff. They're going to put a little bit extra on the field. And I think it's going to work out for the better. And I think Coach Quinn is getting so much more out of these guys already, and they haven't even gotten to training camp. So I think they will have a winning record. The Falcons will. If it's 9-7, that's a winning record.
Winning record.
That could win the freaking NFC, and you can go and, you know, who cares? You just want to get a spot in the dance, right?
That's right.
But I think the team is really, really way better than four wins.
I completely agree with you, and so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to buy that as well. I think it's really, really hard to judge right now because – you're going off of basically what's on paper and what you've seen in practices.
Right.
And so, you know, football is so much, it's so much attitude, it's so much scheme, it's so much coaching and all these other things that tie into it. But we've seen so many positives on all those little check boxes that you look for that it's hard for me to, it would be really hard for me to sit here and be like, nah, I really feel like this is a 5 or 6 win football team. I don't believe that. And it's not just because they signed my paycheck. I truly believe that this is a winning record football team, and I think they're going to prove it this year.
And I'll add one thing to that. In 2013, when you had the great 12-4 record or what it was, 11-5, 12-4, whatever, and The Falcons won that year. I think won like 7 games by like 7 points or less.
Yeah.
And then last year it was the total opposite. You lost like 6 games, and I think Coach Quinn's going to find that way to in the fourth quarter. Let's finish.
Right.
Let's finish.
Right.
Finish everything. Let's finish with pace. Let's finish with energy. Let's finish with the mental capacity. Hey, we can get it done. And I think that's the difference between – that's how close it is in the NFL. You've been around here a while. You understand how close the margin of error is in the National Football League. And I think Coach Quinn is the guy who can turn that negative that they had last year into a positive.
A lot of fans used to say, you know, don't take your foot off the gas. Don't take your foot off the gas. Especially, you know, everybody remembers the third quarters used to be kind of difficult. Halftime might be the worst thing that could have happened to the Falcons at times, you know, and that's the way it felt. I believe Coach Quinn's foot will be firmly planted against the gas pedal at all times. So that's just
that's how practice is running, right? That's all they know. That's all they know. From drill to drill, it's
right.
We're going. The foot is on the pedal.
So philosophy-wise and from what we've seen on the practice field, absolutely buying this. I think a winning record is definitely in the offing for this team.
Absolutely.
All right.
Good.
Next one. There's been a lot of talk about this one.
Uh-oh.
All right. And so here it is, and this is a good question. Justin Hardy, the rookie wide receiver, is the new secret weapon for the Falcons offense. Buy or sell that?
Buy or sell Justin Hardy the new secret weapon. I'm selling.
You're selling.
I'm selling. And I'm selling because I believe one of his other rookie counterparts may be the secret weapon.
Is that right?
Yes, and Tevin Coleman.
Okay.
I mean, from day one, I like Tevin Coleman.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a difference maker. Devontae Freeman is a good running back in his own right, but I think Tevin Coleman is going to add a different dimension to this offense. And you got Roddy, you got Julio. Justin Hardy's gonna make an impact, but I don't think he will be the secret weapon for this Falcons offense. And I'm going Tevin Coleman. So I'm selling that and saying, hey, his other rookie guy in the third round, Tevin Coleman, is gonna be the Falcons' new secret weapon.
I like your reasoning there. I'm gonna sell this based off of semantics because I don't believe that Justin Hardy is a secret for anybody.
Right.
Because you can make the argument that he played at a small school. Obviously, you know, wasn't drafted real, real high. I was a fourth rounder. But this is a guy who, if you go on YouTube and you search Justin Hardy highlights, there are so many amazing plays from this guy that you can't possibly keep him a secret at all. I think teams will be prepared for him. More to your point, I see where you've got one football and you've got so many different playmakers that I think it's going to be hard to distribute that. And for me, going into camp, one of the big questions for me is the wide receiver position and how do things play out because it's crowded there right now. You got obviously Roddy and Julio, but you've got Justin, you've got Devin Hester, you've got Leonard Hankerson.
Oh man!
I mean, you've got some guys that you want to get on the field, you want to give them the ball. And you're going to have a little bit more emphasis on the running game, like you just said. So I don't know that he's going to be a secret, first of all, because I think everybody knows about him. But also, there's only one football, and there's so many guys that need it.
And one more thing I think about strategically is why he won't be as much of a secret weapon, because obviously, Roddy and Julio, majority of the time, they're going to be your number one or number two read in the offense.
Yeah.
So that means Matt's looking at them first or second. And it's hard to cover them two guys.
Yeah.
So either one of them are going to get open and they're going to get the rock, or the other guy's going to get it. So less balls to him. And then also here comes Tevin Coleman as your third or fourth guy being your check down.
Sure.
And we know Matt is good with checking the football down, giving it to his backs in open space and let them play. And that's where I think he will excel. Roddy and Julio, it's hard to cover them dudes. They're going to get open. Most of the time the ball's going to come out on that first or second read. And you remember last year, whenever – Harry got the balls when, you know, one of those guys were hurt. When no one of the guys are out, then he became the second guy.
Yeah.
When he was the third guy, they had to design plays on, like, third down or something to get him the ball, and that's how he got his catches.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's going to be tough to get that ball. Like you just mentioned, hey, that's a packed receiver core. Then there's also guys on the outside who want the rock just as much.
Sure. And I'll remind you of what Terry Rubisky said last year on Hard Knocks, is that if your name is not Roddy or Julio, you better get your butt on special teams.
No doubt.
I mean, I don't know that Justin Hardy's in that position, but I just really think that, you know who your two wide receivers are, your top two weapons are going to be. I think this kid is talented. I think he's, you know, whenever Roddy decides to hang it up, I think there's your replacement for him. But I don't know that you want to put so much expectation on him in his rookie here.
I agree.
So that's why I sell it.
Sell it.
Sell it. All right. Last one for buy or sell here, and I have a feeling I know what direction you're going. But here's the statement. Devontae Freeman will have 1,000-plus rushing yards in 2015.
You want to answer for me? Because you could answer that.
I know what you're going to say. I know you're going to sell that.
I'm selling not for the fact that I think that Devontae Freeman can't get 1,000 yards. I think he's very capable. I think he's a back who's hungry. Just seeing some of the comments he's had this season, this offseason, that he wanted a little bit more. As soon as Steve was actually gone, he felt like, okay, here is my opportunity to become the guy. So I think he has the ability. He can't do it, but because they have him, they also have, I just talked about Tevin Coleman. And then you got Anton Smith coming back, who we know has the film and show, hey, we got to find a way to get him the ball.
Right.
And the only reason why I say he won't have 1,000 yards because he won't have as many touches to get it. Right. They got to find ways to get those other two guys the football as well. Tevin Coleman, Anton Smith, and then Devontae Freeman, it has to be a running back by committee. Yeah. I don't think either one of those guys need to or have to be a three-down back because you have all three guys who can do everything.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and I think I think across the board we agree here because I'm also going to sell this. I just don't see how Devontae Freeman is going to get enough carries to get to 1,000 yards. Right. Now, it could happen.
Right.
I don't know that you're going to see any one of these running backs go into a game with so many more carries and opportunities than any of the other ones. I completely agree with you that it's going to be a running back by committee. We've gotten a lot of questions this year from fans about who's going to be the starting running back. And honestly, the answer is it doesn't matter.
It don't.
Whoever's out there the first snap, it does not matter who's going to be there. So I really think this is going to be completely running back by committee. You're going to see these yards spread out. Now, keep in mind, too, again, Kyle Shanahan runs the ball much more than we've seen in the past with other offensive coordinators who have come in here. So there's going to be more opportunities as a whole, but I think those opportunities are going to be used to spread that ball around among those three running backs.
You're spot on, man. You are spot on. I think you're living in the meeting rooms. I think, obviously, you were in the draft room or something. You know, I mean, but to be serious, though, that sounds like the best way to go for this team. It sounds like the best way to go for this offense to be explosive, to be to have that value that you need, especially in the National Football League. And when you have special backs like an Adrian Peterson, they deserve that. They command that type of, you know, three down every time, you know, to run the football. But you got three very special backs that can really get the job done. And you got to find a way to get them on the field.
I completely agree with you, and I think that opposing defenses have to look at this offense, and maybe they won't right away because some of these guys got to establish themselves, but I think at some point
who you want to stop, man?
Offense is going to be a nightmare for opposing defenses because you're going to have so many guys that you're going to have to prepare for. So how do you prepare for Anton Smith? How do you prepare for Justin Hardy? How do you prepare for Leonard Hankerson and all these other guys who could get the football?
I remember when I played, there were so many different packages we had that could find ways to get different guys to football. Yeah. I remember there was a package for Tony. There was a package for when I was here with Jarius Norwood. There was packages for Roddy. There's packages for all kind of – I mean, just it's hard to prepare for it. It's even harder when we was to try to go out and say, all right, this package is for you. You got to remember these routes. You got to remember these combinations. And I can't imagine on the other side, they don't even know what's coming.
Right.
So it's different. As we close in on this buyer sale, when it came in today, I told you I had a couple buyer sales for you. People,
what do we got?
We got a script here, but
script.
I'm giving these to Jay, and he has no idea what I'm coming with.
Okay.
So you're going to see Jay right off the cuff. All right, you ready?
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. One is the Falcons will have three or more Pro Bowlers. One out of the three will be on defense. Buy or sell?
I'm going to buy that because I think Julio is going to go. I think, and this is going to be my bold statement.
Uh-oh.
I think one of the running backs is going to go.
Nice.
And I think Desmond Trufant is finally going to get the recognition he deserves in year three.
This guy's good, man. This guy is good.
I'm buying that.
All right. Second one. Falcons will have three receivers with over 750 yards.
Ooh, gosh, that's tough.
Yeah.
That one's really, really hard. I'm going to barely sell that. I'm going to barely sell that because I could really see, going back to everything that we just talked about with the number of playmakers that you have on offense, I just think that it's going to open things up for Julio in ways that we've never seen before.
The stratosphere.
And anytime you've got the opportunity to get the ball in Julio Jones's hands, you've got to take that opportunity. And if they're stacking eight in the box, which would just be silly, I think, against this offense.
Dumb.
But if you're single covering Julio Jones, I feel like the ball is going to be zeroed in on him all year because of the different opportunities.
This guy's two for two
I'm going to barely sell that.
This guy's two for two, kill it without even thinking close, about it. All right, last one. This is a big one because everybody cares about this game. The Falcons will sweep the Saints this season.
Ooh.
Buy or sell.
Okay.
Because we know how we play there. We know how they play here. You're buying or selling, sweeping the Saints this season with what we know already about this team and that team.
You know, I think there's something that happens when you win a Super Bowl, and I think it especially when a lot of those players are still there, or at least the key playmaker on offense is still there, it automatically makes you a contender. I think that there's a lot of talk about the Saints being better this year, but I'm not 100% sure that they've addressed all the issues. We all know about the salary cap issues that they ran into and all those other things, and I think that might have hampered them a little bit. Obviously, you lose Jimmy Graham. I mean, that's
big.
Gigantic. That's huge. You lost a lot of playmakers on offense. You keep Mark Ingram. Defensively, if you can keep Vaccaro and Bird healthy, I mean, that's obviously a really good secondary to go against, but you also lost a middle linebacker. I'm reserving judgment on them right now. I think that, and I can only really go off of my feelings on our team.
Right.
I feel like this Falcons team under Dan Quinn is capable of sweeping the Saints. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think the way they practice out there is tailor-made for going down to the Superdome playing in a loud atmosphere. So I'm going to buy it because I need friends out there on Twitter mostly. But I really think that this team is capable of sweeping the Saints and doing it again.
You like my buyer sale?
I love it. That was great. That was great.
And you need three for three off the cuff right there.
You need to get with Bosek on some of these.
Bosek got some tough ones.
Get these
too,
on
man.
The script.
Bosek's good, man.
Speaking of Bosek, let's go over for the break with Bosek.
Break with Bosek.
The ever famous.
Infamous. So famous.
You gotta get your own Twitter page or something, man.
Oh, so last week on AwSnap, you know, if you don't watch AwSnap, it's really just it goes hand in hand with this show here.
It's crazy too.
And I'm bringing up my parents again because I'm convinced that they're the Falcon Cast biggest fans. She says that's the first time that she's seen you without a headset. Was on AwSnap, and she had no idea that that's what you looked like.
You got to be on Twitter with your headsets on, an offensive coordinator.
Yep.
Yeah.
Break with Bosek.
So
nice.
Anyway, for this week, which Falcon would hit the most home runs if they played baseball? We had the home run derby this week. Todd Frazier won it in Cincinnati. I'm wondering,
bombs.
If you gave the bat to one of the Falcons, who would hit the most home runs?
When I think about this, I think about some of these guys, and I say some of these guys are very good football players, but I don't know if they have that hand-eye coordination. But I'm a jump out there on this one.
Okay.
This is going to be probably surprising, and I think about it because he's a monster of a guy, and I'm hoping he has some coordination with this.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be a big guy.
Yeah.
I'm going with Rashid Heggman.
Ooh.
I'm going with Rashid just because I feel like he would just crush a baseball, softball, whatever.
If he turns those hips just right, the amount of power that he could generate.
I mean, I've been around that dude. I'm like, this dude is huge.
That's a good pick. I'm going to go with another probably surprising guy. I'm going to go with Matt Bryant because I know his baseball background. Baseball is a huge love of his. So I know he plays, he coaches his kids.
And he has great hand-eye coordination. I played golf with this guy before, so yeah, he can hit it.
And I think he could crush it. Despite his diminutive
Bosek, what you got?
Stature.
I'm a big fan of Paul Soliai.
Everybody
goes with Paul Soliai.
I can see him out there with the face paint on and just killing it.
That would be great.
Paul Soliai.
I like it. All right, what else?
And then, totally off topic again, if you could dive into the world of any movie and live in that world the rest of your life, what movie would you want to live in?
It's safe for podcast movies.
Okay, you know what I got?
What do you got?
We're out the red. Prince Hakeem. If I can live in the country, if I can be Prince Hakeem, I got a whole freaking country to myself. I got whatever I want.
Come on.
He lives the life. People bathe him. Come on, think about that.
Yeah.
People could be bathing you.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful would that be?
I mean, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Seems pretty delightful, though.
It's never happened to you? Come on. Your mom bathed you when you was little. That's what I'm talking about, man.
I know. Now I'm all thrown off. Gosh, you know, these questions always stump me because I really don't have much of a life outside of football. So I'm like, well.
Get in your head.
What if you could be Batman? And like Dark Knight. What
if
about him?
I could be Batman.
Be that guy.
No,
Christian Bale.
Things in that world seem just, we're always at the tipping point of like either like apocalypse or like peace.
Christian Bale, that man drove a Lambo, man.
I don't know if I want to be him though.
Star Wars.
Nobody knows you're him.
Have a lightsaber.
In Star Wars.
Nobody knows you're him. You are still Jay, but when crime comes.
You know what? I want to live in the world of basketball.
Oh, no. Basketball?
Because I like the idea of there being a sport, a professional sport that's followed, that is just meant for schlubs. And I don't mean, you know, like
that move was awesome.
Golf used to be the schlub sport, but then Tiger came along with his fitness and all that other stuff. And so we've gotten away from the John Daly's and all of that.
Well, you can be drinking during the game and all kind of stuff on basketball.
Yeah, all kind of stuff. You can be a chubby schlub like me, and you can be a professional. All you got to do is be able to shoot free throws and 3 points.
You would want to be like, what about Forrest Gump? What about how about post shrimp boat Captain Forrest Gump? That Forrest, not the before Forrest Gump with, you know.
Yeah, but we're talking about the world, not so
you can live in that Forrest Gump world that he has after he becomes the shrimp and boat captain, Bubble Gump Shrimp.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe? Not so much. Okay.
Maybe. Oh, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh.
That'd be a good world to
you
live in.
You are Leonard DiCaprio, huh?
Yeah. Except without all
the feds on you all the time.
Video of the week.
Yeah.
Not so much video a funny week. Video.
Both
more say, of an
you
advice,
didn't tell us who you
more of an
would
advice
be.
Yeah, who
what
you?
Movie would I want? So there's so many options.
What's your best?
See?
Top. You got a top two or something.
I didn't think about this.
See, I didn't either. And that was part of my problem. I really should have.
You can be Rocky or something, man.
I'll say Star Wars, like I suggested it did.
Star Wars? You want to live in that
that'd
world?
That'd be pretty nuts to have a lightsaber in your hand.
Both success.
That would be, but I don't trust myself with a paring knife in the kitchen. I couldn't do a lightsaber. Well, I don't know.
It'd be fun.
All right, what's
nice.
Wait, first I'll take my headset off for Mrs. Adams.
Okay, there we go.
All right. Video of the week.
Yeah.
It's a more of advice of the week.
Okay.
And I'll show
now, Shaq and I have not seen this, so.
Oh, running with the Bulls.
Running with the Bulls.
This cannot end well. Oh, no. Come look at that guy.
No,
no,
no.
Bull,
no.
He's hit by the Bull. Bull comes back. He sees him.
No.
He plays.
That's impressive.
The guy played dead.
Yeah.
Did he get him the first time?
He nicked him, and then he comes back, and he decides not
smart.
To.
Smart
so
guy.
If you're ever running with the Bulls,
okay.
Play dead.
So ooh. Two things about this guy. One, he's dumb for even being there.
Yes.
Two, he's really smart for
no doubt
for playing dead there.
I wouldn't think.
How many people will ooh, panic gosh. When you got a?
Oh.
How big are those things? 800 pounds? More than that?
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Big.
Mean.
Big.
Coming at
horns,
you full tilt, and you got the wherewithal to just lay there like you're dead.
Your good friend Todd McClure has
Mud Duck.
Deals with those things all the time now in retirement.
I can see Mud Duck just freaking.
Some people
going.
Some
though.
People go into retirement and like relax and play golf and all that stuff. And he's
on
out there
farm and stuff
raising bulls.
Smart guy right there, Mud Duck. You're not smart. I'm telling you now. Hope you see this, Mud Duck. Call me. That's not smart right there.
Well, Shock, we'll find out next week if he gave you a shout. And maybe we'll have Matt Moore back.
Maybe. We'll see.
We should take his name off the
no doubt
the Falcon Cast thing there. Get that out of there. That's right.
All your names are black.
Right. All right. Well, that's another edition of the Falcon Cast podcast. We will be back next week, another week closer to training camp, and we'll have more stuff to talk about.
I love it.
I love
getting
it.
Closer to training camp, closer to football, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.